couple of those, like three of them already. Yeah, those have hurt. As Webster gets a screen both directions, he'll try a three. This one is off. The rebound comes off to Constant Nikitenko, and he'll keep the dribble all the way up against Cumberledge, tries to one-hand it up over him, and Edmund holds his ground well. Webster with the rebound in traffic. Webster back the other way now as Anthony comes inside looking to shoot against Trail and gets the two-pointer. Trail with as good a defense as you could play, but Webster, the step back two, makes it 35-23, under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. And Sam Point trying to struggle to get back to a single-digit lead here as Trail on the baseline drops it off to Justin. His shot misses. Rebound comes over to Carl Smith, and they say just dribble it down the sideline. So it will be the Warriors back the other way, but then they turn it over. A little pressure in the backcourt, and Cumberledge will bring it up. Edmund over to Parker Larson. His shot misses. Cumberledge saves the rebound. He thought to Parker Larson, but stolen away and converted for two. Justin Trail gets the bucket. Trail makes it 37-23. Here's Carl Smith, three-pointer. This one misses. Michael Trail with the rebound. Ahead to Feveloff and misses there, but the rebound put back. Good for Costa Nikitenko. Cumberledge brings it up now with a 39-23 lead in favor of the Warriors. 45 seconds on the clock. Cumberledge back to Jason. Adrecki over to Parker Larson. Three-pointer straight away. Rebound by Trail. Stolen on the outlet. Pass by Larson. Over to Smith. Now back to Webster. Webster's three. Good. 39-26. 27 seconds on the clock. That three was needed. They need to have a hold here, maybe even a chance for another bucket. 20 seconds on the clock. Isaac Feveloff with it. He eyes the hoop from way out there. Webster trying to stay in front and tried to stay with him. Goes to Trail, and Trail, time winded down. Now 5 seconds. Here's Isaac in the lane, puts up the shot, doesn't get it. Counts the basket on the putback. Is good for Costa Nikitenko. That makes it 41-26 at the half in favor of the Warriors. As Sandpoint struggling offensively here, but lots of basketball to be played. And they'll see what they can do at halftime here to talk things over and get reshaped for a second half here. Down by 15 at 41-26. We'll be back with our halftime stats, and we'll take this 60-second break to listen about all the great sponsors that help bring you this road trip coverage on KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint. Back in a minute.
Thanks, Carl. Going to say thank you to our sponsors here who make these broadcasts a reality, but of course, the number one people we want to say thank you to are you, the listener. Thank you for tuning in right now to KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in King Cove. Here in Sandpoint, 91.9 KAEB for all your music pleasures. Classic rock and 80s in the morning, and then modern all throughout the afternoon and evening. Here's a word from our sponsors who make these games happen, and we'll be right back for those second half stats, or the first half stats on KSDP.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Sandpoint Generating would like to encourage parents to make their home into a library. Early vocabulary has been linked to later reading comprehension skills, especially in young children. It is important that you read to your young children. They'll thank you for it later. This message is sponsored by Sandpoint Generating, providing Sandpoint with the power to spark creativity and learning.
After I'm here at the Crowley Classic at Sandpoint, the boys suffering somewhat what the girls suffered against Nikolaevis Warriors. Halftime lead up at 15 right now, 41-26. And for the Eagles, they have just had a difficult time, a lot of difficulty just getting a rhythm started in this game. And part of that, I think, too, just some inconsistency in how they can play. Both teams a little bit, although seemed like 10 points still kind of figuring out, well, what can we do here, as they picked up 19 fouls in that first half, but it was kind of hit or miss how they were going to go, and not to point that out as part of the problem, but they never really got in a good rhythm, and it seemed to hurt them there. For Nikolaevis, they just were able to play through it. Or even one young fellow, when he there was a triple team on Carl Smith on a drive, and he reached in and was the one that affected the shot from the side. It's pretty hard to get a block on the side, and especially when you're small and Smith so much taller. And he came over, you know, kind of half like, wow, I think I got away with one. And he maybe did, but it just made it hard for the boys to get settled into a zone of any kind. Smith would 2 points from the floor, and one of only three scorers. Parker Larson has 8. Anthony Webster leading the way with 16. Webster using his shifty moves in there and being able to get free on some shots, but for the most part, a lot of shots seriously contended there in a way that maybe should be going to the line once or twice more than what they did, which was only 3 times. Carl hit 2 of 3. That was the only free throws. On the other side, though, the Warriors spreading the floor and finding their three-point shooter, the hot guy, Isaac Feveloff, 4 three-pointers in the first half, 14 points overall. And then they had some runouts off of turnovers, too, some steals, as they were able to put together some pretty good runs there in between points by the Eagles. And for Isaac Feveloff, game or a team high 14, but Webster leads the game with 16. 6 points apiece for Costa Nikitenko and Justin Trail. And then with 8 points, Michael Trail, the senior brother, and the one of only 2 seniors on the team, with 8 and a lot of big rebounds inside. J.D. Mumy has 5, 2 for Luka Kalugin. Well, they get their work cut out for them, that's for sure. And if you told me Carl Smith would have 2 points in the half and they'd be down 15, I'd say, okay, if that's the case, I believe that. That's about what it should look like. And that's what it does look like, as Coach Brandon Smith going to have his work cut out for him, get these boys back on track here in the second half. With 5 minutes to go before second half action, it's 41 for Nikolaevis and 26 for Sandpoint. Let's cheer them on here in the second half. See if we can get this one turned around. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the road trip, and here at the Crowley Classic, back in 5 minutes for the second half.
Thanks, Carl. We'll talk to you soon. It got started a little early, so let's go ahead and get out to that second half action as Nikolaevis and Sandpoint go up against it at the Crowley Classic.
Well, these kids are ready to go, Austin. As we talked about, Steve Gallivan missing in action for a bit. He's going to get the start here in the second half. I think he got part of that flu that was going around. And here's out of bounds. It'll be Warriors basketball. Gallivan gets out there and gets the first look and puts it in for 2 points. So he's back on the floor. 43-28, though. Trail came back the other way and also picked up a 2. Yeah, they had about 25-30 seconds on the clock there, and said, let's go ahead and roll with it. And it's like, hey, wait a second. Luka Kalugin with some great ball handling there. He's a very small young man, but he can handle that rock so well, as Webster comes out and harasses his shot, though. And now Cumberledge over to Webster. Webster tries his shot, doesn't get it. Rebound comes off, and to Edmund. Cumberledge, one of those offensive boards that's hard to come by. Gallivan lines up a three-pointer. So Stephen with a three now to match the two he just had. That makes it 43-31, down to the dozen. Here comes Trail trying to give it into Moomy on the cut-through, and it ends up in the hands of Carl Smith, courtesy of fellow senior Webster with the tap on the pass. Webster, jump stop, puts it up, comes up short, ball tipped out of there in the hands of Fevelop, taken away by Smith. Down it goes to Gallivan. He can't get it, but there's Smith with the follow. Gallivan tried the shot, missed, and Trail had a lot to do with that, and there was Carl Smith on the other side for his first two-pointer in the game. Here's a near steal. Ball still loose. Gallivan picks it up. Now Cumberledge gets it as they take it away from Fevelop. Here's Edmund with it. Double team comes, goes to Smith. Carl down the lane on the left side. Back to Webster. Webster tries to pull up, not there. Goes to Carl Smith. Cross-court pass on the baseline to Parker Larson for three. And guess what? We got ourselves a ball game. 43-36. Timeout, Nikolaevich. 5:31 to go here in the third quarter, and all of a sudden, Sandpoint back within seven. Three-pointer came from Larson as that pass, Carl Smith, all the action over in the left side of the key. And Smith, looking for a baseline shot there, saw the double team come, and he was bounce passing right to Parker. Parker drained it from deep. He looked like he was in one of those shooting contests. Nobody within about 15 feet. And buries the three, pulls him within seven. Out of the blocks here, first minute and a half of this, or 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. The boys have cut that lead in half. Here comes Moomy into the lane, going high as Smith, but Moomy slips in the little one-hander, and Cumberledge from behind has it knocked away by Justin Trail. Edmund will inbound. Edmund back to Webster. Trail picks him up there. Gets a screen now from Cumberledge, and Parker gets free again for the shot. This one won't work for him. Rebound off for the Warriors. And be careful here. Still got to get the stops. Here's the three try for the Warriors. Mike Trail with it. Doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound off the miss to Moomy. Moomy has three. Big shot for Moomy there. Oh, two. No. Well, now the, I don't know what it was. The three. Okay. And this ball, they're going to call a foul on Larson. With the push down there. And so that three does push it out to 48-36. 5 points straight now by the Warriors to answer. They have it back up to an even dozen. Trail comes into Isaac Fevelov. Fevelov still got it. Circles around to the three-point circle. Gives off to Moomy. Now the Trail in the lane. Has Smith with him. Blocks a shot there. And a rebound to Cumberledge. Cumberledge still trying to keep it, or Gallivan, and now to Smith. Smith out in the corner. Parker, three, good. Larson gets three back, 48-39. Coming up the halfway mark. Here's a steal by Cumberledge and called for a travel as he came to one knee. Boy, that's always a tough call because you got the guy, defender, or, you know, a person trying to scramble to keep possession, and when they come to a knee, part of it's protecting yourself too, but when there's a scramble like that, here's a shot off the glass by Justin Trail, doesn't go. Cumberledge in traffic, finds Carl Smith. Smith will put it up off the glass. It won't drop as Moomy with some body contact, and now goes to 50-39 with that two-pointer. Back the other way, Justin Trail with the coast-to-coast. Here's Gullivan in the lane. Tough shot. Can't get it. Rebound to Trail. Michael. And, oh, there's a charge inside by Bevelov, but no call. He's the smallest guy in the court, so they couldn't call it, I guess. But he charged into everybody. And here's going to be a foul called on Webster, I'm sure. Let's see. Seems like they're always going against. I don't know. I don't know who she called the foul on. Called it on Trail. Okay. Well, yeah, Webster came out of there going, all he was doing is trying to block him out, and I thought she called it on five. That's what I thought I saw. Here's the miss by Larson, and the putback good for Carl Smith. Makes it 50-41, so they keep it in single digits here. Got to watch out. Pavlov's a three-point shooter. Not on this one. It hits the top there, and out of bounds it will be Sandpoint basketball. Edmund will take the inbound pass, goes back to Carl. Smith on the dribble drive. Looking for Webster down on the baseline, and Carl's bounce pass will sail out of bounds. Here's Mumi. Travel call on the Warriors there. As it comes into Cumberledge. Cumberledge has it knocked down and then goes over to Anthony Webster. And ahead it comes to Larson. Trying to go underneath the Gallivan had him there, but Mumi making a nice play. Tips it out of bounds. Here's Cumberledge to Webster in the lane. Webster, fall away shot won't go. Rebound by Gallivan, doesn't go. The first time, gets it on the second. Steven with another bucket. That makes it 50-43, down to seven again. Here's Trail with it. Michael into the lane. Now passes back. They go to Isaac. Bevelop, he's their three-point guy. Four of them in the first half. As Trail in the middle. And Cumberledge called on the hold. So Michael Trail will go to the line for two shots. Trail's first one good, 51-43. 1:58 on the clock here in the third quarter. Definitely not getting any breaks, that's for sure, as Cumberledge picks up number four. Cumberledge was holding his ground, and if anything, potentially it would have been a good jump ball or an offensive foul, I would say, 52-43, 1:55 on the clock. Cumberledge over now, Webster, deep three, in and out. There's Gullivan. He tries his shot, and Justin Trail gets a piece of it. Now here's Mumi for three. This one out of bounds, and Point gets it. Here is Cumberledge in the backcourt. What? They're going to call a foul on 23. Well, he's the smallest kid on the court. It's like they don't want to pick on Luka Kalugin, but he's had a couple, and that one counts. Here's Larson, not there, and on the back should have been Mumi, and it is the call. So Mumi picks up a foul, and now we're team fouls are three apiece. Here's Webster, big shot, not going to be there, and the rebound off to the Warriors. At 52-43, it goes into Michael Trail. Picks it out. Justin Trail, three-point try. No, Michael with a rebound and a putback. Good. 54-43. Over to Carl Smith. And Smith has a tip from behind by Kalugin. Now to Larson, and Larson hits the three. 54-46. Under a minute to go here, third quarter. As here comes the shot there missing by the Warriors, Nikitenko. And it'll be Carl Smith to bring it up. We're past Justin Trail. He goes. Now he's got Mumi on him. He'll drive inside. The kick out. Larson again. Same spot. This one doesn't go. Webster. The rebound. And that shot won't go. As no foul called. And there's going to be a foul called now on Carl Smith with the push. 54-46, and Smith picks up his second. 28 seconds on the clock. It comes into Nikitenko. And Nikitenko tries a shot. There is trail there. Trail blocked by Smith, and then tipped in by Nikitenko with help from Webster, and a steal by Justin Trail. Now Trail reaches in, and Webster's going to get called for the push. Wow. 56-46. The kids can't catch a break on this one. Not quite speechless, but close. Cumberledge near the high post to Michael Trail. The three-point try misses. That's probably going to count. 56-46. It didn't go, fortunately. And that's the end of the third quarter. We got a fourth quarter lined up here, folks, but the Eagles struggling, but they're down by 10 after three quarters, 56-46. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the Crowley Classic.
Just like the Lady Eagles, Sandpoint keeps knocking at the door. Don't count them out yet. 10 points can be made up real fast if they get hot. Someone starts shooting out from the outside, things could turn around really quickly. So we'll see what happens as we come to the final fourth quarter wrap-up. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors and then get right back into it.
Our friends at John Gold & Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Gold & Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
So one more quick reminder that we will have more Sandpoint basketball beginning at 6:30 tonight when the girls go against the home Sioux Valley Rams. And then 8 o'clock, we'll wrap up today's basketball games with Sandpoint going up against the Sioux Valley Rams themselves and more basketball tomorrow. But we'll go for fourth quarter action now as the boys try to catch up with Nikolaevis.
Well, they start the fourth quarter and Webster with a three-pointer to get things started here in the fourth. Nikolaevis with the basketball, back to a seven-point lead. And there's a block shot by Smith. Trail gets his own rebound. Then they call a foul on Smith again. As Trail just so good at getting his own board off the miss. And he goes to the line for two shots for Carl Smith. He picks up his third. Michael Trail at the line. First shot is not there. The three-pointer, though, from Webster gets things started for the Eagles in the fourth here. He did not score in the third quarter, Webster. He had 16 at the half. And one shot coming up for Michael Trail, the senior. This one also off. Rebound to Gullivan. So Trail misses them both in a seven-point game. This is the close they could get with a bucket here since back in the first quarter for the Eagles. As there's Webster in the lane, gets his man in the air. His shot bounces around, won't go down. Rebound to Gullivan, and it'll stay. Sandpoint basketball. It's slapping at it was Fevelov. Edmund with it. Cumberledge comes to Steven, sets the screen on Trail. Gullivan all the way to the hoop, got fouled by Kalugin on the way, but Smith will tip it in off the miss. And here is Nikitenko with it. Now out to Fevelov, and Fevelov with the three. Isaac, they leave him alone there, and that's his first three since the first half. They did a good job on him until just then, as Gullivan has it down to Smith in the corner. Step back, three-pointer on the way. Misses. Cumberledge, the rebound, back to Gullivan, scores it on a reverse. Good pass from Cumberledge to Gullivan for two, and he's got nine in the game all here in the second half, 6:26 to go. It's a six-point game. 59-53, closest they've been since the first quarter. Sandpoint hanging in there. Here comes Nikitenko. Shot bounces around. No. Gets his own rebound once, twice. Now throws out. Here's Trail with a shot, and he scores a three. Oh, man, can you believe it? Justin Trail opened up after Nikitenko misses several. Now Carl Smith with it, reaching in as Isaac Bevilov. Gets it over to Gullivan. Steven will fire from there. This shot is off of Nikitenko, the rebound. Kalugin in the backcourt controls it now. Goes to Nikitenko. His three-pointer is off, and the rebound by Parker Larson. Cumberledge goes to the floor. And a timeout is Justin Trail. Followed him trying to get the jump ball, but the timeout called to save the possession for Sandpoint. A 62-53 score here. That three-pointer pushed it back up to a nine-point lead. As you can't leave the Fevelov kid alone. Actually, that was Justin Trail on that one. Forgot. Fevelov, too. Either one of them. Both ninth graders, too. Got some shooters coming back for this squad. So it's 62-53 and 5:40 on the clock. The Warriors on top by nine, but at Sandpoint basketball, chance to keep it down in the seven or six range here, and then try to cut it down to five or four, and then down to three or one. We'll try. I know they will. It's here posting up down on the baseline. Carl Smith, his shot goes off the glass and the rim as it just won't roll in. Good tough defense by Mumy, though. And here's Bevilov. Back to Mumy. In and out it goes. Michael Trail with the rebound briefly. To the floor they go. And a held ball. Oh, that's a good call. There is, had others of those that. There's Mumy on the baseline. Nearly steps on the baseline as Nikitenko will drive inside. Gets free from Larson and gets two. So Nikitenko, Costa with the two-pointer makes it 64-53. Big possession here for Sandpoint. They need to get points off of this one as Cumberledge gets the rebound. Tries to go to Carl Smith on the baseline and does. Back out to Gullivan. Baseline shot won't work. The rebound tipped in there. Kalugin comes up with a foul. It's going to be on Cumberledge, I think, and that'll be five if it is. Edmund will foul out with that one. 17 fouls on Sandpoint here and three on Nikolaevich in the half. As Cumberledge heads to the sideline, Manny Crowan will check in. And to the line to shoot a one-on-one will be Luka Kalugin. Kalugin, if you can think about it, Manny's about twice Kalugin's size. As there's Smith with the rebound. And Gullivan trying to go behind the back, though. Doesn't get it. Kalugin ends up with it. Back in the corner is Mumy. Now over the top, there's Isaac Bevilov. And they're going to call the foul on Gullivan for backing into him after the shot. So he'll end up shooting 3 points, even though it wasn't on the shooting part of the shot. It was afterwards. ...64-53, and at the line, Isaac Bevilov for three. One. Good. 64-54. I think on that one would have been better to be a one and one because it was well after the shot was released and you're blocking out, if you even wanted to call that, you're blocking out on the rebound, but it's become the call to always give the three shots to the offensive player. There's Webster. Brown inside, drops off a pass to Gullivan. He can't get it, and there's the rebound by the little guy, Fevel off ahead to Nikitenko for two, and now it's up to 69-53 at the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Sandpoint struggling here, trying to stay with it as this shot by Webster won't go, and the rebound in the hands of Isaac Feveloff. Too hard off the glass, and Gullivan with the rebound. Gullivan. And now what's the call down here? I don't know the call, but anyway, referee stopped play in the forecourt, was holding up a five, so I figured it was on Webster. 3:36 on the clock. Here's Parker's shot. This one misses, gets his own rebound into the lane, puts it up off the glass, not there, and Trail with the rebound ahead of the pack to Mumy. Mumy pulls up for three, misses there, rebound by Stephen Gullivan. Now to Carl Smith, and Smith switches hands, goes over to the left side, where it's out of bounds and will be Warrior basketball. Three minutes to go here, and this one is Michael Trail. Coming down inside, tries to scoop it out to Mumy. And Mumy to inbound it. Looks for Feveloff out there. This shot missed by Michael Trail from the outside, and it's Gullivan with the rebound. Gullivan to Smith, and Smith's shot not there on the first one. Webster trying to put it up. Bit of traffic there, and shot misses as Trail will try it. And, of course, the shot on Webster. Oh. And I'm just not sure what. I've got three fouls on Webster. Webster's going to come out. Chance Griffith heads in. And Trail at the line. Four a couple. The first one good. That's 19 fouls here on Sandpoint. In the second half, 2:38 to go, 70-53 game, 71-53 now. As they had it down to six at one point here in the fourth, but now back up to 18 with time winding down. Here's Gulliman's three trying not there for the Eagles. And Nikitenko back the other way. Costa to the hoop he goes, misses a shot there, ball batted around. Smith ends up with it. Carl has Larson with him running down the side. Now he'll switch back and go into the lane. Tripped up hard, and they'll call a foul on Nikolaevich. It's going to go on Mumy. He picks up his fourth and the 14th foul on Nikolaevich here in the second half. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, I'm sorry. As Larson goes back to Gullivan. Gullivan looking for Ashton Gunderson, who's just checked into the ballgame. And now Trail with it. Over to Isaac Feveloff, and timeout for the Warriors. 1:44 on the clock and a 71-53 score here. Sandpoint to be resting up for the Sioux Valley game, it looks like now, as that's going to be a tough one. Remember, Sioux Valley took out the Warriors last night, 71-57. And it's the Warriors on top here, 71-53 right now over Sandpoint. Chance Griffith checking in for the Eagles. along as well as Ashton Gunderson. Been a tough game for him here with the shots not really dropping too, and then not getting a lot of benefit, really, folks, either. I mean, I don't want to sound, I'm not going to complain about it, but I'm just saying that I don't think it was an uphill battle for him. I'll leave it at that. and it's a good Warrior team, no doubt. Don't want to take away the credit of that, but this is going to be Isaac Bevilov left in with Michael Trail, and then a couple of substitutions here for Nikolaevich is here. Actually, Michael Trail, Isaac Bevilov, and Luka Kalugin stay in there, and here's the eighth grader, Josiah Brown, checking in. And then also another eighth grader, Damian Nikitenko. So here's Gulliman to Larson. Larson's three will miss. Parker gets the rebound. Hadrecki in now also for Sandpoint. There's Carl Smith in there. He'll try the three. That misses. Manny underneath. It's on the first one. Second one not there either. Here's the feed ahead to Isaac Bevilov, and he gets the two-pointer. 73-53 for Isaac Bevilov. Carl Smith with it. He's got Bevilov on him, and he drives left baseline for two. As here is Luka Kalugin with it. Kalugin goes down on the sideline here to Damian Nikitenko, taken away by Parker, and Parker ahead to Hadrecki. Down to 11 seconds. As here's Carl Smith with the steal. 4 seconds on the clock. And Smith takes it to the hole for two. 73-57 is going to be the final here. So almost like Sioux Valley beat Nikolaevich last night, 71-57. The Warriors come around to beat Sandpoint, 73-57, our final score. And Sandpoint will be up again here at 8 o'clock for a shot at Sioux Valley. They still got a shot to get into championship round, as all teams would be 1-1 if they can beat Sioux Valley tonight. We're going to be back in 60 seconds with our post-game stats and more, and set you up for more broadcasts this afternoon, as we'll take this 60-second break with KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Back in a minute.
Thanks for tuning in. That was a tough matchup there. Stay right there. It's going to be the halftime or the end of the game statistics coming up next. We'll say thanks to a few of our sponsors. Thank you again for tuning in to KSDP. Can't say enough of how wonderful our listeners are, and we love your support. Thank you. Become a member today of KSDP. Give us a call, 383-5737. Here's a few sponsors before we get the breakdown for the game.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Well, post game here at the Sioux Valley Gymnasium. Here just outside of Talkeetna area on the Parks Highway. Beautiful day outside, all blue sky. Good looks of Denali, Mount Foraker, the Alaska Range over there. Pretty impressive spot, folks, if you get a chance ever to, when you're in Anchorage. It's not that big a drive out this way. And really neat to see on a clear day. The Nicolaevis Warriors, well, they clearly won this one, 73-57 the final, as they got out front in that first quarter, 21-12. The boys had it at 17-12. It looked like going to have ourselves a pretty good game, and then seemed like things kind of came off the tracks a little bit there. Although the Warriors, they still battled into the second quarter close, but never really got back to where they could break that score down to single digits till the fourth quarter. And early in the fourth, they started out well there. They fought back in the third, got it down to 10 at one point, I think, there, and then down to 6 in the third quarter. And then the Warriors had a spurt there to answer the spurt by Sandpoint and put the game away. Edmund Cumberledge fouling out there with about 4.5 minutes to go, pretty much sealed the deal at that point in many ways. For the Warriors, they had 22 points from their three-point shooter, Isaac Feveloff, as he put up 5 of those, and then had the three-point foul called on Stephen Gullivan in the fourth quarter, hit all 3 free throws, too, so as good as hitting 6 threes in a way. Although you get to rest on that one with the free throws. And then double-digit scoring from 4 of the players as they got 10 from J.D. Mumia, 11 from Justin Trail, 12 from Costa Nicotanko, and 13 from Michael Trail. And Michael, that kid, senior, he's a big, strong kid inside, just tough to battle.